It was 2 weeks ago when Governor Pat Quinn delivered his budget address at the Illinois Capitol. Even though it didn't receive heavy focus during the speech, the part that stood out to many was the governor's mention of the state's income tax hike, which is scheduled to expire in January. Quinn wants to make permanent the current rate of 5%. He says letting it roll back would result in significant budget cuts. The governor reiterated that point when he visited Northern Illinois University last week.
We will have a budget decline of about $12 million for this university right here.
Quinn also says local school districts would take a hit, resulting in things like massive teacher layoffs. Republicans and even some Democratic lawmakers have voiced opposition to letting the tax hike stand. They argue that cuts can be made elsewhere in the budget, leaving the state wiggle room to protect education dollars. From other corners in Springfield, there's even been talk about adopting a short-term budget and holding off key decisions until after the November elections. All of the political rhetoric over state spending is leaving local education officials in a tight spot. They're essentially being told to prepare for the worst, but also plan on not seeing reductions. Aaron Jarrett is the superintendent for the Rockford Public School District. He says what concerns him the most is the uncertainty.
We have over a $400 million budget, all told, and yet we have been told that you could look for as low as 69% proration of the per pupil funding from the state or as high as 91. That's a huge swing when you're talking about the kind of dollars that we're looking at in this district.
Roughly 40% of Rockford's budget is made up of state funding. Jarrett says they're lucky to have built up some reserves, but he says they don't want to tap into it if lawmakers don't address the potential loss in revenue.
It doesn't take very long with big swings like that for us to have to look at the only other alternative.
And that would be cuts. Jarrett says if that scenario were to play out, they could be forced to scale back their longer school days. In some classrooms, talk over state funding is paid attention to, but not as closely. The person sharpening those pencils is Cindy Jansen, a second-grade teacher at Rockford's Bloom Elementary. She's aware of what's being discussed at the state level, but she doesn't put much stock into what politicians are saying.
Everybody hears we're going to increase education funding. I think I've probably heard that for 20 years of my teaching career. And every year, you kind of sit back and you go, okay, we'll prove it.
But still, Jansen says that doesn't mean there isn't any concern over what might happen.
We know what everybody says at a state level eventually rolls down to us, and so that it will eventually affect my classroom and my students directly.
One of Jansen's biggest concerns is the effect on class size, which she says can be a serious challenge at the elementary level if the class size gets too large. Meanwhile, the Illinois Board of Education warns that more than 13,000 teachers statewide could be laid off if drastic cuts are included in the new budget. All of this comes as lawmakers consider a plan to drastically change the funding formula for Illinois school districts. While many education officials have voiced support for the plan, what they would really like right now is a little more certainty over what might happen in the next fiscal year. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.